Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Show your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, nice to have you along. Tuesday program here with Ropp and Suk. Finally getting to NBA Finals talk.
Finally.
Where last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder disposed of my Indiana Pacers.
It was fun there for a minute.
Well, they cut it to two.
Cut it to two.
Two, yeah.
And it kind of felt like, oh my God. And
I couldn't believe they cut that thing to two.
Yeah. And then it was, and then Oklahoma City just went on a run and.
God.
You know, Jalen Williams took over, and thanks for coming, and they pushed it back to double digits, and
Oklahoma City never
really felt close after that.
When they're so good, and, you know, championship teams have this. The Warriors had this. They all can play defense. It's just that when Oklahoma City, if nothing is working for them, it's almost as if they look at each other and go, okay, we're gonna do this on the other side of the court.
Yep.
And their defense just cranks to a level that is absolutely suffocating. And then that leads to turnovers, which leads to offense, and they're golden.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really amazing at it. So they're now up 3-2.
Statistically speaking, it is one of the best defensive basketball teams of all time.
Yeah. And that's, it's always hard when you put the of all time label on something. It's hard until they.
Yeah. They do it.
Seal the deal, but they're about to seal the deal because Halliburton's hurt now, and boy.
There's a question of whether or not he should even be playing. I mean, he...
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to second-guess Rick Carlisle today, you certainly have a right to do that. I mean, well, you have a right to do that no matter what. I'm just saying, like, that's warranted today because Halliburton was hurt.
He played 34 minutes. He went 0 for 6. In the first quarter, he clearly went down in a heap. Came back with the calf wrapped, and he was a minus 13. He had 3 turnovers. He couldn't do anything.
And I think I want to say Carlisle. I thought I heard a clip from him saying that it was on him that he didn't stick with McConnell.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
didn't he say that?
Yeah.
So he's even admitted it. So that was a bad move. But
and Halliburton has said that if he can walk, he's going to play. But look, McConnell played 22 minutes, went 8 of 14, and had 18. Halliburton played 34 minutes and went 0 for 6. If you're Rick Carlisle, and I know this is hard, I don't think you can play Halliburton in the elimination game. I just don't think you can. He can't play defense at this point. He can't move. I mean, he's beyond limited. I mean, I know everyone wants someone to be the tough guy, but... How are you, like, the Niners wouldn't ask Christian McCaffrey to go out and play on a torn calf. You can't do it. It's at this point, if you're Indiana, you're playing him at your own peril because he's a liability out there.
Well, he said they're, I don't know if he's already got it, but they said they were getting him an MRI.
Yeah.
And that may just lead to them shutting him down.
Yeah.
You know.
But the fact that, I mean, Indiana was up against it And I also, the flack that people are giving Halliburton for disappearing, like, are you kidding me? The internet is such a bunch of bitches sometimes. Like, people legitimately giving Halliburton crap. Dude, that guy was on an all-time heater. We've never seen a postseason run in the clutch like Halliburton. And now we're being critical of him because he's kind of disappeared and he's playing with a torn calf muscle. I mean,
well, I'm not being critical of him. He's awesome.
Yeah.
But
he's just, he can't go right now.
Oklahoma City, that is such a. Do you think even Sam Presti is surprised where they are already? I mean, they only have one guy over the age of 25, I think, and it's Caruso.
It'll be the youngest team to ever win an NBA championship.
And Caruso's 26.
Yep.
He's their old.
Yep.
And he's 26.
Yep.
This might be the best built team I've ever seen.
I'm
not even kidding, because you think about all the championship teams and stars and LeBron and Curry and Duncan and Kobe and Shaq. You know, there have been a few teams that have won without a superstar. Like, I mean, Dallas had a superstar in Dirk, but what else did they have? That was a hell of a well-built team around Dirk. Mm. Detroit won with Chaunce and those guys. Outside of that, I mean, how many teams, and I know that Oklahoma City has a bona fide superstar in SGA. There's no doubt about it. But how many teams are this deep and this good and just seemingly just like how could you improve them?
Well, the improvement comes with so SGA clearly has arrived. He was the MVP. And did you see, by the way, most points of any point guard in an NBA playoff run ever? He's been that good.
Yeah, they said he had his 15th game scoring 30 or more in this postseason.
Yes.
Only three other players have scored 30 or more in 15 or more playoff games in one postseason.
Yeah.
They are Hakeem Olajuwon, Michael Jordan, and Kobe Bryant.
So he's on an all-time run right now. But you asked how they get better. And I think if you're the rest of the NBA, the scary thing is your second and third best players, your Batman has arrived, but your Robin and your Batgirl, sorry, Chet, whoever you want your third wheel to be, like Jalen Williams is starting to emerge. And I think he was second or third team all NBA, but there were some real question marks about going into this offseason is, can you win a title with Jalen Williams being your second best player? Well, last couple games, he certainly put a definitive stamp on that. And last night he dropped 40 on you.
He's unbelievable. He's like he's the new Kawhi.
Yeah.
He's the new Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, and people are, and some, I've read a thing.
He's that good.
A day or two ago where some execs were saying, and does he have a chance to be this a Scottie Pippen-like player?
Well, yeah.
Oh, and then by the way.
Chet.
Chet.
And
there is a lot of improvement, and he's really good.
Well, yeah, but they're young. That's what I'm saying. Like, everything you're saying about getting better is just letting this marinate.
Yes.
I've just never seen a team this good this early.
Yes.
They
should
freaking
get, and they'll get better.
Unbelievable. Of course they'll get better. They're all under 25.
Yep.
It's really remarkable what Sam Presti has built.
Yeah.
The thing I like about Jalen Williams is, I just like how, because Kawhi has a little bit of this quiet star bit going.
Yeah.
I just like that Jalen Williams' demeanor is always the same.
Yeah.
Like, you can never tell whether he's having a good game or a bad game. He's just always the same. And SGA is, he is boringly reliable.
Yes.
Like, it's not supposed to look and be that easy.
No. And they all come without baggage. Like, a lot of the times when you get guys that are this young and they have this sort of success, and we'll see, maybe it goes to their head. But when's the last time you heard some sort of kerfuffle come out of Oklahoma City? You just don't. Even Golden State, because that was the last team that was really assembled with some youth, not like this, but
they had a massive falling out with Durant and Draymond in a big locker room fight and all that.
Yeah. Oklahoma City just doesn't.
They bought in. They've got a good coach.
They bought in. And so unless...
And by the way, I have a correction. I've been corrected.
Yeah.
I say Caruso was 26. He's 31.
Okay.
But he's the only one of them. Over the age of 25.
So unless Chet goes all Cherokee Parks and like gets a bunch of tattoos and then develops a massive coke problem, I don't know where. I don't know where it goes.
I think motivation.
Motivation.
Motivate. Yeah. Once they all get paid, it'll be interesting to see how motivated they can be.
Or does Chet or Jalen? Do they ever? You know, do you get into a pecking order fight? You know, and one wants to have a bigger role than the other. Oh, and by the way, you also have a F ton of picks that you can continue to restock your team with cheap young talent. Because the thing that can break apart any team now is it just gets expensive. And back in the day, Golden State could just pay to keep theirs together. It's harder and harder to do that. But Oklahoma City has set themselves up with capital to go out and keep replenishing the squad. Because it's not just those guys, but they're deep.
Yes.
I mean, some people think that Kayson Wallace in a couple years is going to be a big-time player.
Let's talk about the Dortcher chamber.
Yeah.
Dude, the guy's awesome.
You got old Lou Dort.
They just, that's why I say, like, every player you go down the list, they are just so well built.
Yep.
They have a great role for every one of them. And
they buy in.
I mean, I can't think of another team. And I'm racking my brain in all the sports. Like, name another team that was this good this young in any sport.
It's hard because youth usually doesn't win. Youth takes its lumps and then
right.
you eventually get over
and
the
hump. And they lost last year. Yeah, you know, they did take their lumps.
Yeah, but they lost it as babies. Now they're just like they're toddlers and they're
but
they're
they lost. Win. I mean, they lost. Yeah. It's not like they've just come straight out of the womb into the finals.
Nope.
But they are – I just can't think of another team – that sort of has the future so bright like this.
Yeah. It's
because they're about to win a title.
It's ridiculous.
And it's like an all-time, statistically,
yes,
it's an all-time team.
And you would make the argument that there's really, outside of catastrophe, this team will just continue to get better and better and better over the next 3 or 4 years. And that's scary because they won 68 games.
Well, you got to worry about injury.
Yeah, that's the one.
And well, like
Chet,
you said,
you know, Chet's been hurt a couple times.
Yeah. And like you said, paying everybody is a thing. And, you know, so we'll see what they do. But that Sam Presti, man, put him in the hole.
He's been quite good. Yes. They know when to go in on guys and when to sell and revamp.
Meanwhile, the Blazers have.
Well, you know.
Well, they have. They've got.
It's
actually pretty neat.
They didn't want Jalen Williams. They got Shaedon Sharpe instead.
And he did it all in little Oklahoma City.
Huh?
That's another thing. Tiny little market.
Not supposed to be able to do that, right?
Yep. Don't hear him making excuses.
Bro.
Jalen Williams was the 12th overall pick, so we got the 11th pick this year. You know.
Hey, the Pacers made a trade today. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did see that.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
They're in the finals and they're making trades.
For their own pick.
They traded Halliburton.
Like, yeah, what have
got
you
rid
done?
Of him.
What have you done for me lately?
We'll get to that next. And the Panthers can win a second straight Stanley Cup tonight when we return on The Fan. Yeah, the Pacers made a trade today. I only bring this up because it could mean a little something for your Portland Trail Blazers. Why did I say that high?
I don't know.
It's a good question, Jace. It's a good question.
You're a loser.
Pacers trade the number 23 in next week's draft. By the way, the draft is next week.
Yes.
I want to point that out. So that's why I said that.
Yeah, and it's starting to, like, every mock now, you're either getting the European point guard out of Illinois, whose name...
Bill.
No, it's like Lithuanian. It's
Jurevicius?
It's not...
Kasia-Jivicius?
It's not... That's the right guy, but no.
Super Bowl hero Joe Jurevicius?
Kasparis something?
Kasparis
Yakachunas?
Yakachunas, there you go.
Look at me. Like that.
Yeah.
That kid or or Agor Demin, the BYU. So both point guards, by the way, but tall point guards. And almost every mock draft now, those are the two that are being linked to your and my Portland Trailblazers.
So the Pacers traded the number 23 pick in the draft to the Pelicans for the rights to their original 2026 first-round pick.
That's what I said. They traded to get their pick back.
Yes. Yeah, because they sent that away in the Pascal Siakam trade.
And now they have their own pick, I think, for the next like 6 straight years, which is no one owns their own pick anymore.
No.
Have you seen the second-round picks?
No.
I think only like 8 teams in this year's draft owned their second-round pick.
Do the Blazers? Because if so, they have leg up, baby. Second round picks.
Well, take a look-see.
That's where you get MVPs like Jokic.
Yeah, the second round pick has become the, I don't know, here, take like 9 of these. Yeah, get.
Yeah. Anyway, the
reason.
I was told
that the second round picks were going to become valuable.
The reason the Pacers made that trade, according to some, is that they are looking to upgrade their center position because they have not been terribly happy with Miles Turner's up and down play in the postseason here.
Yeah.
So Robert Williams of your Portland Trailblazers has popped onto the Indiana Pacers radar, according to some. So there could be
something there.
Could be a fit there.
Your Portland Trailblazers hold the 11th overall pick in the draft and no other.
That's it.
They traded them all.
Yeah. So they own 11 and...
Can you go find... Nothing. I want this...
It's actually pretty
neat.
I'm going
to test you.
I'm not going to do this. You're going to ask where those picks went, and I don't
care.
Yes,
no. I want you to find out for us.
No.
You owe it to your listeners to find out for us where the Blazers' second-round draft picks went and who they got in return.
I don't care.
Because it's possible that this team is built. I've watched them play. They're bad.
It appears they had one
They draft are pick. Built solely on second-round picks.
Didn't they get like nine of those picks at one? Didn't they have like, they had like a bevy of second-round picks at one
point. You chose better than this.
Yeah, I'm seeing that the ninth pick in the second round currently belongs to the Toronto Raptors, who got it from Portland via Sacramento. And that is the only place that Portland shows up on
follow this. Follow that. Okay, follow that back to how did Sacramento get it? What'd they get?
This doesn't say, and I don't know where to find that.
It's a big fat no one. To be more responsible.
The people want to know this.
The people don't want to know. No.
I think they do.
No one wants to know. I love when someone, like, this is vintage Blazers when they tell us that they're acquiring assets and they're second round picks. Ooh, we got, it was like the Gary Payton thing. Oh, we're acquiring
five
all these second
round picks.
These second round picks. Cool.
Yeah, didn't they get five for him?
Yeah, there was a ton of them.
Dude, five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I want to know what they did with those picks.
I believe that Le Brooklyn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nets, which is Spanish for the Brooklyn Nets.
Yep. That's right.
I believe they have four first-round picks this year.
Four firsts.
I think they
I don't care about the first round.
I think they pick.
Yeah, why would you?
I think they pick four times in the first round.
Listen, I'm in a market where second-round picks are what's up.
No.
I want to know about the second round.
You're not going to know because you're not going to look. And I'll bet you Blazers.
I bet you Danny.
Blazer Edge. Yeah,
I'm going to text Danny Meringue. Yes. Isn't he our Blazer guy?
He is our Blazer
He needs
guy.
To prove that.
And yes, Suk, the Nets do have four first-round picks. They have the 8th, the 19th, the 26th, and the 27th.
Danny needs to come on this show and do an expose on what has happened to the Blazers' last 20 second-round picks.
And you know what?
Maybe 30.
I'm going to go to that lake.
I am willing to guess right now.
He'd spin it into... You should see the value they have for these picks.
With no prep, I'll bet you he could tell you what happened to the past five and the future five second round picks. That dude,
I think he's here. I'm gonna go get him.
He will know. That guy spends a lot of time, and I'm not sure why, on things like this. This would be right up his alley.
They had two last year. Do you remember who they picked?
No, I don't.
No, this is why we're asking.
Was it Ryan Rupar? Wasn't he a second-round pick?
That was 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. He's old now.
But no, Tyler Kolek selected, yeah. And Oso Iguodaro.
Oh, yeah.
Where are those guys? Are they on the Rip City?
Kolek went somewhere else. He's no longer with them because he was playing this year for somebody not the Blazers. So he must have been included in a trade.
So I'm saying Danny's going to need new pants if you make him talk about that. He'd be finally, I've been waiting for my moment. Oh.
He's like, I've just been wondering all these years why sports radio doesn't do something like this. Well, here's your moment, Daniel.
Yeah. All I know is Ryan Rupar was a second-round pick, and I was told that one day he would be great.
Will Barton was a second-round pick.
Will Barton was, yeah.
So was Jeff Withey.
Jeff Withey.
Didn't they trade him, though?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, I don't know.
They always trade. That's the other thing about second-round picks is they draft a guy, and then they trade him.
Yeah, no one cares. No one.
I actually care.
Looks like they traded Kolek and Oso Iguodaro.
I officially am on the record that I care, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Well, you're not going to care this year because they don't have a second-round pick.
No, I know. What I want to know is how much of their current team...
Yeah. Our second round picks?
Well, no. What have they done to get value for their second round picks? They always say second round picks have value.
Yeah.
Okay, what has that turned into? Is that half of Denny Avdia? Is that a third of Tumani Kamara? I don't know. I want to know. The fans deserve this.
I love the idea of it being like 20%.
It improved their return when they shipped off Drew Holiday or something.
I'm going to go book Danny.
I'll see what happens.
Patty Mills.
Because the, Brogdon and I know it was like the number 15 overall pick in Brogdon. Were there second rounders involved in the Denny trade?
Probably.
Why do you ask me these questions?
Oh, here you go, right here. There you go. Wizards got Malcolm Brogdon. They got, the 14th overall pick, which, turned out to be, Carlton Carrington. They got a 2029 first round pick, the second most favorable from Portland. And here you go, Rob. 2028 and 2030 second round picks.
Okay. So they still have them?
So second round, yes. If you want to know about Denny, can we say that those second round picks probably equated for 15% of Denny Avia? 15%.
But they came with him, you're saying?
No. They gave those to the Wizards.
Okay. Yeah, I need Danny. I don't trust you.
So they gave up 2 ones and 2 twos.
I think we have made it to in the news. I wanted to talk about my Panthers perhaps winning a Stanley Cup tonight.
I know. I'm not happy about it.
But
it hurts.
We've run out of time. Maybe we can get to that next hour. In the news is next. Oh, back to the Blazers. We have a former Blazers great going on trial for rape.
That's not good.
How about that?
I don't like that.
That on ITN next. But first, Buck.
What is the freaking Panthers doing?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can I point out a low-key sports problem just before we get to ITN? I'd like to point that out. I went back and I simply tried to look for what became of the second-round picks the Blazers got for Gary Payton II.
Yeah.
And you can't. It is impossible to track.
It's because no one owns them. They all just keep getting dealt.
Well, I'm just saying, I think a big problem in the NBA is the fact, and this is true of first-round picks too, it is impossible to follow the data on who is drafted and where they're going and then who they're traded to. Like, it is a mess.
Take that for data.
It's a mess. You can't follow any of it. That is bad for that sport, and it's bad for that league. Trust me. They need to get seriously, Buck said it best. It's like, okay, yes, I get that the CBA is complicated and some of these deals are complicated, but it shouldn't be that complicated to document, and yet you go to the internet, and you can't figure any of it out.
You go to look it up, and even the way they have it charted makes it hard to understand.
It's like algebra. They still put on the list of who's drafted, they still put the guy who is then traded.
Yeah. Well, it's like on draft night when you know someone's been dealt, but they still make him go up. And
they still wear the hat, and then that dude's draft picture forever is him with the wrong team. It's just, it's bad.
This show would like to announce today on the air that is a major sports problem.
You're putting your... Boy, you
it's
have...
It's a problem.
I did not have you as having hot second-round NBA takes going into today's program.
How about that, boo-boo?
That's why we're unpredictable.
No one saw that coming.
It is June 17, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Hello! Thank you. Please.
Everybody.
Calm down.
You're welcome for me being here today.
Welcome to my presence.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is a wonderful day. It is Global Garbage Man Day.
Oh, shout out to the garbage men out there.
All you studs.
Doing yeoman's work.
Also,
I got caught in a garbage man lie the other day.
Did you lie to them?
No, I was at a bar.
That's a yes.
And I was playing pool, and the bros came in. Like, it was a nice little quiet bar over in Vancouver I'd never been. I was there with a buddy of mine and my kid. And we were playing pool. And it was just kind of a quiet night. It was kind of low-key. And then the bros showed up, like a sea of bros.
Yeah, baby!
And the one bro was like, dude. He's like, he came over and he felt my arm. And he was like, you ex-military? You a cop? And I didn't want to get into the conversation with the bro. So I went with, no, I'm a garbage man. I just threw it out there. I don't know why, but no. I just said garbage man.
We just rolled, brother.
He was too, wasn't he?
His dad was. And he's like,
you have so much in common.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, damn it. He's like, hey, do you know whatever? And I was like, ah, I got caught. And
Did you say yes?
I have no idea why I came up with garbage man. I just was like, I don't want to have this conversation. I'm not interested in talking about whatever it is you want to talk about. So I just thought garbage man was such a weird nondescript thing. And I walked right into a bro conversation.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So did you say, yeah? Like, do you know Bill Peters? Yeah, no. You mean old Pete Bill? Yeah.
I had to pivot and do the, I work in Portland. I'm like just visiting my friend in Vancouver. And that took some of the steam out of the conversation, but they were still hot on the whole garbage thing. And I was like, of all the professions that a bro would want to talk to me about, garbage men? And then he wanted to know the difference between working in Portland and Vancouver. And I was like, ah! I just thought there was no way.
Did you say better trash in Vancouver?
No, we're Portland. We're way better. I mean, come on.
We have better trash here?
We have better trash.
I don't think we do.
I don't know. But just of all the jobs that I could just blow someone off with, I got suckered into one that just I was not prepared for. So kudos to you, broccoli-haired bro, for one-upping me with, my dad.
Hey, you mentioned broccoli.
Yeah.
National Eat Your Vegetables Day today as well.
There you go.
There you go. I'm telling you that.
I like a good asparagus.
I like asparagus.
I'm going top
three. Favorite veggie?
Top three veggies that I eat. Okay. I like a good piece of cooked asparagus.
Okay.
I love cucumbers. In fact, cucumber may be my number one.
Okay.
Big fan of the cucumber. Mm. And I know it's a bastard one, but I enjoy carrots.
Carrots are nice.
Yeah, I like a good carrot.
A lot of sugar in carrots.
You know, the sweet potato is a vegetable.
A lot of sugar. Yeah, that's our problem, Buck, is too much sugar carrot.
Well, yeah, it's not the healthiest vegetable for you.
What do you like?
Well, I stated on the radio that the sweet potato is a vegetable.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Because it's the root.
It's a root vegetable?
Yeah. So that kind of doesn't count, but yeah. I mean, I would go that. I think Brussels sprout is a delicious veggie.
I only like Brussels sprouts when they're cooked very unhealthy. Like,
yeah.
You mix them with bacon and cream. Like, those are delightful, but then you're like...
I don't mind the just cooked Brussels sprouts, yeah. To me, are good.
Roasted with a little... You know, JoJo's does a nice little Brussels sprout.
We also have garlic. You know, garlic is a vegetable.
Yeah, but that's an addition to things.
Okay.
No one just eats a clove of garlic.
Okay, then I'll go Brussels sprouts, onion, and... broccoli.
Yeah. But again, I find like onions.
Onion's an add-on. You don't just like prepare a dish of onions.
Yeah. Again, I think you're cheating.
All right. I'll go Brussels sprouts, broccoli, sweet potato.
Okay.
Fine.
And even that's still.
Is that acceptable?
No, because you're taking sweet potato.
All right. I'll go Brussels sprouts, broccoli,
yes.
Cauliflower.
That's fine. And by the way, cauliflower is the worst vegetable known to man.
You went all cruciferous veg.
God.
Yes, you know your cruciferous.
All those make you fart.
My mom would boil cauliflower growing up, and the whole house smelled like cauliflower.
My grandma would boil Brussels sprouts.
It's awful.
And the stench was terrible.
It's like, oh my God, who farted? Cauliflower farted. Awesome. Now the house stinks. Good, Mom. Way to go, Bull.
Guys, we've got a former Blazer. You know, you'd think the Jailblazers era was over. Okay,
not if we have anything to say about it with the team we assembled yesterday.
That's
you
true.
You loser.
We have another Blazer on trial for... Rape.
Yeah.
And he is scheduled to go on trial this week in Lake Oswego, and I am speaking none other than Trailblazers great Ben McLemore.
Yeah. Kansas.
Yeah.
Great.
He's a KU guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when this came out, how was it, maybe 6 months ago-ish when this kind of hit the
news? I saw a thing of him on the news last night, so I this was in passing, so I don't want to say that I'm right about this. Mm. But he looked to be in a jumpsuit and behind the glass. Has he been in prison this whole time?
It's possible. Well, I mean, either...
It's possible.
Well, you can get denied bail, or you can't make your bail. So...
Well... Yes, I'm just saying I didn't know. I don't know. I just wouldn't, you know how they treat high profile peeps.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he's been in jail this whole time, but it looked like he is.
I'll see if I can get you an answer on that.
So he is.
But I looked at this and there's really no details out there other than he's being accused of it was first degree rape. And then there was also there was a couple other charges that were like sexual, like unlawful sexual penetration, and then a second degree rape as well.
So jury selection is set to begin today. The trial is expected to last 2 weeks. McLemore faces allegations of first degree rape, first degree unlawful. Yeah. Like you said, two counts of sexual, of second degree sexual abuse. The alleged victim describes her as incapable of consent due to mental incapacitation or physical helplessness. So far, authorities have revealed very little about the circumstances that led to the grand jury to issue the indictment. Lake Oswego police said last year that the crime took place in October of 2021 at a home in Lake O. You know who the prosecution is calling as a witness?
Yeah, I saw this. Is it the, Robert Covington?
Robert Covington.
Yeah,
another former Blazers great.
Yeah.
And if I'm, am I crazy to think that means he's testifying against Ben McLemore?
I don't know if he's necessarily testifying against, but obviously if the prosecution is calling it, they believe that he has information that they want to know. Well, my guess is this is, when you hear, because there's not a lot of details, when you hear incapacitation, my guess is either some sort of party, someone got drunk, someone was drugged, allegedly, and Covington was there or was talking to him. Obviously, it was a friend of
his. Or saw that the girl was incapacitated before she left McLemore or something like that.
And no, it says that...
he's been out?
He has been out. Okay. Says he was released shortly after posting a $500,000 bail. Whoa. He remains his innocence, and so anyway, you know, is not.
So he's been out.
He's been out.
Yeah.
So that they were probably just showing that when he was originally arrested.
Yeah, that's probably true. Okay, so that's
because most of the time, unless you, and obviously he can afford bail. He played like 12 years in the NBA.
Right.
So unless you're viewed as like an imminent danger,
well, that's why
I
thought it
risk.
Was weird that it looked like he was in jail this whole time.
Yeah.
Turns out he was not. So that's that. We now have an official state steak, Jace.
We do. Is it the bone-in ribeye? Because it should be.
No, we talked about this.
It's the best steak there is.
We talked about this recently. The Beaver State has added the...
Are you okay?
No.
You having a stroke?
Hold on. Yeah, the T-bone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Remember?
So, if we talked about this, I do remember us discussing the T-bone.
They put it up for, were going to vote on it, and now they officially voted it through today.
Hey, T-bone!
Because they're getting close to the end of the session.
T-bone! I would also state for the record, I never, under any circumstances, order a T-bone.
That's a breakfast steak. That's what you get with steak and eggs, it feels like.
Yeah, I just have never, I just...
50-2 vote passed it, so two people hated the idea.
Well, we hated the idea, right?
Well, what should Oregon's official steak be?
I don't know, but remember his explanation? It was just...
It's an homage to the old cattle ranchers, the hardworking ranchers of the olden days.
Well, but also, didn't he have some slightly over-the-top story about how the soft filet part represents the middle of Portland and the rougher, like, is like the... Do you remember this? We talked about this.
I can see that because one side is the filet.
He
right?
talked about
the other
how
the tenderloin.
The cut itself represents like the people in the state and their distribution. It's just it was a little much.
I can see that. Yeah, because one side is the tenderloin filet, and the other side's like a strip steak or whatever.
Yeah, something
like
that. Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I swear you read this to us.
Why the T-bone and not the ribeye? The Oregon cattle women chose the T-bone because the Cascade Mountains split Oregon in the shape of a T-bone. And the cattle and calves were Oregon's second leading agricultural commodity in 2023, when Oregon had 500,000 beef cows and 1.2 million cattle and calves, totaling a value of production of nearly $985 million across all of 36 counties.
Hmm. Okay.
That's not a great explanation, is it?
No, not really. But... hey, I mean, go to... So now when we go to steakhouses, are they going to have the Oregon T-bone?
They better not. No one's going to order it.
The Chinook salmon is the state fish. The hazelnut, the state nut. You knew that.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Milk is our state beverage.
Well, I'll tell you that. Do you want to talk about the dumbest thing we have on that list? Milk?
It's not coffee or beer. It's milk.
Who the hell is drinking milk?
They also said, and we talked about this one recently too, but the potato beat out the onion to become Oregon's official vegetable.
Well, now we're just copying Idaho.
Yeah.
I would think that the Walla Walla onion, like, I don't like where we're going with this. I'm not a fan.
Representative Mark Owens, who is of Crane, Oregon, he said, "Make no beef about it. Today, you do get to vote on the T-bone as the state steak. But in all sincerity, as you're grilling this summer and enjoying time with family and friends, please remember ag, the cattle industry, and what they do for the land." And what they do for Oregon's economy.
I'll make a note to remember that.
So there you go.
That's what he wants us to do, right? Just remember it when we're grilling later?
That's right.
Okay.
Don't confuse the T-bone with the porterhouse. Come on.
Where do you think Portland ranks among cities to staycation?
Oh. I bet we're pretty high because we're kind of far away from everything.
Well, oh, you mean like, no, I mean like just how cool it is to staycation here.
Oh, I was
not
just
like
thinking,
number of people.
I was just thinking that we did stay here because it's kind of a pain in the ass to get anywhere from here.
It's easy to staycation here because, it's hard to.
Yeah, it's hard to get.
We're places. A long ways away. But that's not what the spirit of this is.
It's cool.
Yes. Recreation, food and entertainment, and rest and relaxation.
I think we're good. I think we're fairly high.
Hey, guess what? You're going to find out next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right. This is in the news for June 17, 2025. I am your noted newsman here. We've got news contributor Jason Skukinik right over there. And Buckley's here for some reason.
Wow.
For some reason.
Has to be an athlete on this program.
Wow!
That's right. Sprint Tri Clyde.
Someone has to be winning bronze medals.
Three of three, baby. Yeah.
Baby. Well, the staycation, for those that don't know, is where you take vacation time, but you stay at home and just kind of chill. But, I mean, you don't have to stay in your house. I just mean you don't travel somewhere. Yeah.
And dare I say sometimes
they're great.
Yeah, because as much as travel is awesome and I love taking trips, sometimes you come back from vacation and you're like, man.
Right.
You need the vacation from the vacation, and the staycation just...
it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Can be.
Yes.
Depends on what you do. What you do. Mm-hmm. WalletHub has ranked its list of best cities for staycationing. They examined 182 U.S. cities, and scores are based on three areas: recreation, food and entertainment, and rest and relaxation.
See, I bet you we're doing pretty good here.
Okay.
We have delicious food, right?
We rank sixth in food.
Well, that makes sense, because, I mean, we're good for food, but we're not San Francisco, we're not York, we're not Chicago. No, but the top six is good. We've got desert, we got mountains, we got rivers, we got lakes.
I'm gonna go to that lake.
We got stuff to do here.
No, I couldn't believe we ranked 24th in recreation.
That's a little surprising.
24th, I mean,
what are the other things we're supposed to be doing out
right.
here?
Right, like hiking, parks, biking.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Walking.
Although to be fair, we don't have the most vibrant nightlife.
Is that recreation or is that food and entertainment? That's food and entertainment.
Oh, that's probably food and entertainment.
Yeah. And then we have rest and relaxation.
Yeah.
And we're super boring, so.
Yeah. So what are we overall?
Oh.
We're 24th in one, 6th in the other. What else is...
We were 97th in rest and relaxation.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, out of 182.
We just all stressed out or something?
Is that...
I don't like that because...
It's because we don't have any trust?
Oh, hearkening back to a story from last night's club.
I pay attention sometimes.
I like where we're going with that.
We are
97th
out of 182 cities. We are number.
Well, that 97 is going to drop us.
You think?
That's going to hurt.
Where do you think we are? Go.
So 6th, 24th, 97th, 52.
16th.
Oh! Boy, those must not be weighted equally. 16th. All right. Yep. I'll take it.
16th best city for staycations.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with 16th. So 16th is like...
Oops.
Oh, I don't know. We're like the Wisconsin of college football when it comes to staycations, right?
16th?
Yeah. Thereabouts.
Texas A&M, maybe?
Yeah, I Look, we're not a blue blood, but, you know, we're doing good.
Number one.
We pack the stands. We jump around.
This is wild.
Colorado, Denver.
No, they were right in front of us. They were 15th.
Oh, okay.
Number one, the best city for a staycation.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
What? Oh, get bent.
Oh, go have some Skyline chili. Have a nice time.
Suck it.
Yeah, that's really? Weird.
Okay.
Orlando, number two. Las Vegas, number three.
Okay, Orlando and
Honolulu, four.
And those all at least make sense.
Honolulu,
like, Orlando, there's Disney there. You got all the, you know, there's a lot to do.
But doesn't golf count as like one activity? I mean, how much golf can you do? Is there that much more in Orlando?
There's a lot to do around Orlando. Within an hour or two, because then you can cruise on down to Tampa. All the sports are available to you. All the outdoor recreation. You got the ocean. That makes sense. Vegas, no brainer. Cincinnati, get out.
Sook's not happy.
Well, no. Orlando and Vegas make sense. Cincinnati is dumb. And the fact that Cincinnati is number one, you're telling me that it's more enjoyable to stick around Cincinnati than it is Vegas or Orlando?
Does it break down their rankings in the different categories? What are they so great at?
I'm looking for an a written explanation. I don't have that. What I do have is their total score. They have recreation ranking 8th, food and entertainment ranking 10th, and rest and relaxation rank 5th.
The recreation one surprised. So we're 16 spots behind Cincinnati for recreation. That seems odd.
According to Wallet Hub.
I'm looking at what are the top 10 things to do in Cincinnati.
Ooh. Now that's a list I didn't know that I needed.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
That's kind of like the story's more important than war in the Middle East.
Yeah. I just.
That's right. I don't want to hear about Iran and Israel. I want to know.
French fries and topless Gwyneth Paltrow.
What to do in Cincinnati.
All right, top attractions. What do we got here? Number one, the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens.
R.I.P. Harambe.
It's always the zoo. There's
probably a Harambe memorial.
The Great American Ballpark.
Okay, baseball game.
So yeah, every major
the
city.
Reds? No offense to the Great American Ballpark, but that's not exactly Fenway Field or Fenway Park. And then I got the Cincinnati Museum Center. The American Sign Museum.
Can I?
A suspension bridge? Get out of here.
You got all kinds of bridges here.
I have another complaint.
This is bush.
Can I file another complaint?
Feel free.
Please, live on the show today.
Yeah.
File away, big boy.
My filing here is
Fire away, big boy!
I think we suck at real to-do lists.
Yes.
Because any city you look up is going to have a zoo,
it's the
a
same
museum.
BS everywhere.
It's the same crap.
Yes.
Somebody put together an actual list of really cool things that are unique for a city to do.
That are unique to that city specifically that you cannot do in another.
Portland has a million of those things.
Yes, they do.
And I bet if you Google things to do in Portland, it's going to be the zoo.
And the Pitcock Mansion.
Yeah, Pittock Mansion.
Get out of here.
I think we did that the first time my wife's parents came to Portland, and it was like... It was fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
And we also need to know like what else to do, because there's things to do with kids and there's things to do not to do with kids. Like, why isn't a bar like a pub crawl? Go down to Belmont sometime and you could have a wonderful time. Start at the Horse Brass and working your way
on. You
could
probably do one of those things where you pedal the bicycles around. You can get tours of breweries. Yes. There's all sorts of things.
Maybe get drunk and crash a scooter. I don't know. Let's talk about some of the strip clubs, our fine cultural events that we can go to, right? We got everything from the Keller to the Schnitz. We got lots of live music venues. Why aren't those on there? Cincinnati, Ohio. By the way, one of their top 8 things is the Hard Rock Casino. Really? The Hard Rock Hotel?
It would help us if we had a casino.
Yeah. Well, we got
I'll tell you what, I
we
was
got
at
A&A right up the road.
I was at A&A the other night. I went to that barbecue fest. Dude, that place is popping.
Yes.
They have no competition.
No.
Everybody's going there. Yeah. It's really nice. They have cool events. Well, they have good restaurants.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that place is legit.
Yeah, no offense, but suck at Hard Rock Casino in Cincinnati. Give me A&A, which, again, should be part of Portland. It's, depending on where you're at in Portland, it's 20 to 25 minutes away.
My only complaint about A&A is they need more tables. If you go there at any sort of peak hour...
Packed.
It's too packed. You can't play.
I'd also like to point out that number in the top 10 in Cincinnati is the Spring Grove Cemetery. Really?
Go visit a cemetery?
We're visiting a cemetery.
There are two cities in America worthy of seeing a cemetery, New Orleans and Arlington, and that's about it.
Not Cincinnati. The American Sign Museum coming in at number 4.
The worst city of 182 cities to staycation is Yonkers, New York.
I don't want to go to Yonkers.
The worst
and I don't
big
want to stay at Yonkers.
The worst big city is Oakland, California. Mm,
that tracks.
Along with Anaheim, they're in the 170s. Newark, New Jersey, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
We have someone who's either from Cincinnati or a Cincinnati fan on the YouTube chat. They go by the name Houday.
Yeah.
Their top eight things to do. 1, watch the Bengals. 2, watch the Reds. 3, Skyline Chili. 4, watch Cincinnati FC. 5, watch Xavier Hoops. 6, eat more Skyline Chili. 7, reminisce about Pete Rose. 8, bet against Cleveland.
Now that's a list.
See, that's a real
to-do. That's a list I can get behind.
It's going to do it for us, guys. Well, I mean, not for the day, but...
You can imagine what it would be like.
If we're in the news. June 17, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com. The Beavers have been eliminated from the College World Series. And who is fired up for this guy's tenure to begin in Portland? A couple local items coming up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.